Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two here on a wet and rainy Thursday morning. So just keep that in mind if you're heading out. You're going to want your umbrella. You're going to want your, I don't know, do people still wear galoshes? Is that a thing? That was what they were called, right? Those rain boots. What were the deal with galoshes? I never wore them. Were those the ones that you just wore the boots when it rained and then you had to change your shoes when you got there? Or are those the ones that you put over your boots? I don't know. Like you put over your shoes. I never did that. And you know how many times I've stepped in puddles and said, now my feet are going to be wet all day. So maybe I should have done it. So we are talking this morning about the story that we were informed of yesterday morning, but we had to wait for confirmation, wait for more information before I wanted to reveal it to you on the air. But I had kind of hinted around that there were some other issues in Tuesday's primary election in New Bedford. And as we've been talking about, if you're just tuning in, it was another issue with Republican ballots. We already discussed about Ward 1D, Precinct 1D, not having Republican ballots to open the day at 7 a.m. on Tuesday. And it took about 40 minutes. Well, they got there at 7:40. So for the first 40 minutes, they didn't have Republican ballots. According to the city's Board of Election Commissioners, 8 people were not able to vote during the time that they didn't have those ballots. And all but one, they could confirm, had come back and voted. Which means one person was disenfranchised. But then we got the news yesterday and later confirmed that Precinct 1F ran out of Republican ballots in the early afternoon. From what we were told, they were out for over an hour. The Board of Election Commissioners referred to it as a brief period, even though I asked for the exact times and the amount of time. They referred to it as a brief period. And they said that during that time, only 2 people were unable to vote and that those 2 people returned later on to vote. And I said earlier, you know, it shouldn't have taken an hour. So it depends, I guess, and we need the answers to these questions. And maybe Mayor Mitchell can provide them later when he's on with Chris at 11. What is the procedure if they run out of ballots? Do you call the election office and someone from the election office brings them? Does Manny DiBrito bring them to you? Does the ward captain go and get them and then bring them back? Because then maybe it took an hour. Maybe that person was at another precinct doing something. They called him. They told him we need more. He said, okay, finished what he was doing, left where he was, or she, went to City Hall, picked up more ballots, drove back to Precinct 1F on Church Street. I could see that taking an hour. But the question I have is, well, if you were at another polling location, could you have taken some Republican ballots, brought those over to 1F? F, said, here, use these to hold you over. I'll be back with more, and then gone to get them. I don't know. There's a lot of questions that we have about this. And honestly, there's a lot of questions that you have, and you should be hearing from your election commissioner on this. With the questions that are out, he should be taking these calls, sitting in here or on the phone, taking calls. And answering the questions that people have, because people have questions about how an election was run. And your number one job is to run those elections. Your number two job is to make sure that people have faith in how those elections are run. So I'm sure Mayor Mitchell will have some information. He might not have all the information. Again, because he was out of town, so he might still be investigating into this himself. But he will let you know what he knows when he comes in at 11. And I can tell you, because they confirmed it to me, the Secretary of State's office is looking for the city to investigate this and report back to them about what happened. Because there was a formal complaint filed Tuesday morning by the Mass GOP about 1D opening without Republican ballots. And then apparently my query to them yesterday, in which I mentioned 1F being without ballots for over an hour, they also reached out to the city and asked them more information about that too. And we got the response that we got about the 1D situation on Tuesday was different than what they told the Secretary of State's office. Yeah, you know, somebody forgot to pack the ballots. We were told that. But in the statement to the Secretary of State's office, which the Secretary of State spokesperson reiterated to me in our communication, the blame was placed on the captain for not notifying the elections office that they didn't have the ballots before they opened. And it could very well have been that person's fault. It could very well have been that person's fault that 1F ran out of ballots and didn't have them for over an hour. But there still has to be some accountability one way or another. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Right now, let's go. I see Lamone in Las Vegas is on the line, so let's take a very quick call with Lamone because we've got, you know, important things to discuss here this morning. What's on your mind, Lamone?
I think you'd have to get in contact with the registrar, the registrar. She would be the person, or he would be the person that could help you with your problems with the ballots and stuff, things like that.
Well, no, in Massachusetts, it's definitely the Secretary of State's office that handles how elections are run. So they're the right people. They just didn't have any information because they're waiting for the city to give them more information.
But is that after the fact, though? After things, all the things put in, after all the ballots are done, isn't it too late for that now?
Well, it's more about, I think the question here is more about the procedures. It's more about what is your, you know, checklist before leaving for the precincts where, you know, you didn't have those ballots on the truck when you went there. Like, why didn't you have them? So I think it's, and they even said that in their statement to me, you know, they're looking for them to review the procedures. The Board of Election Commissioner said they're looking to review the procedures and policies for these things.
Now, were they both parties, Republican and the Democratic Party, or were there just like one Republican party the thing didn't come, or the
it was just the Republican ballots, because we had the ballots for the Democrats, the ballots for the Libertarians, the ballots for the Republicans, and it was in two different cases, two different polling locations, there were issues with only the Republican ballots.
That sounds a little sus to me. If throwing it out there. But you'd figure majority of the people there in your area are probably Republicans, right? I'm thinking.
No, this is a hugely Democratic area, but the particular ward in the city where these ballots went missing votes heavily Republican. So that of all the parts of the city to not have Republican ballots, that would be the place. If you know, if you were in a place where people were voting predominantly Democrat and you ran out of Republican ballots, it might not be an issue. But this is a place where people definitely would have been looking for those Republican ballots.
I know, like 2016, out near Nellis Air Force Base in the desert across the street from Nellis, mail that returned, you know, like all the ballots that were returned that hadn't been returned. It was all out there in the desert.
And things like that, just like you said, it makes people question and think that something suspect is going on.
That's true. Well, I'd like to share something else off the political thing.
Sure.
All right. So you know the new additions here. They're doing residency here, right?
Oh yeah.
So on Monday, I was up. You know, I've known them since '82. Real good friends. And so I was up there, and Johnny Gill got sick. He was sick. His voice was bad. So they said, okay, let's hear how you sound, Lamone. So they asked me to go ahead, and you know, I only sing now. My only song, only steps I remember that he was a part of the band. And it was like is in love. I could do that all together. But as far as everything else, I didn't do. I did a good job. Everybody was like really surprised. Well, not everybody on stage weren't surprised. And then I know how to deliver when it comes to delivering. And it's like, but it felt fun to be back out there again. So, and hopefully tonight he'll feel better. I won't have to go do it again. And so maybe if you get out here or whatever, maybe go see the new edition when you come out here.
Well, and is it the full lineup? Is Bobby Brown with them?
Yes. Bobby Brown's with them too.
Nice. So you got Bobby, Ralph, and Johnny all together. So you,
Don't forget Ronnie and Ricky either.
Right. But I mean, people looked as those three guys as like the lead singers.
Yeah. Well, they think about the whole group. Like I said, I've known them since, I guess not 81, 82, for like that. Literally that first album came out. I met them shortly after that. I wasn't working at 88 yet at that time, but I met them shortly after that. I remember it was supposed to be the Gap Band and Midnight Star coming in concert. And Midnight Star didn't show up, and they showed up. It was at Thomas, the Artemis Ham call at up in the University of UNLV. I met them there, and we became fast friends. But I told you back, I'm going to say, like, you remember when Bobby Brown married Whitney Houston, right?
Yes.
They got married. Mm-hmm. I saw him that they were here in June. It was the beginning of June out here at Caesars Palace. I went up to visit them at Caesars, and she had a big rock on her finger. So I'm thinking they got married here, and they did the big thing for them out at her house in New Jersey. And so, and it's like, yeah, it's just something to think.
And you weren't invited.
No, but I saw it beforehand. I didn't put them on blast or anything. You know, I don't do all that. It was my job.
You don't tip blast. Off the Page Six columnists and all that?
No, I don't. But I've been like this.
Because I'll tell you this, when Lamone, Harvey wants you to work for TMZ. I am pretty sure of that.
I could tell you some tales about Harvey, but I keep my business to myself.
All right, I got to hold you there because I got some other callers calling in.
Are you doing Spooky this weekend?
Probably not.
Can you give me a wild but educated estimation?
I would guess maybe a couple more weeks, maybe mid-April.
Okay, well. Oh, hopefully. Well, that's next month.
Based on my health.
So, are you going to claim all the extra day, all the times you didn't show up? You know, for the 18 years. You know, for the anniversary.
Oh yeah, it all still counts. It all still counts. The show is still out there. It still exists. We count it. All right, I'm going to hold you there because I want to be able to get this other caller in before I got to take a break.
All right.
You have a good day.
Ciao, playboy. Good night.
All right, let's go to this line here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Hi, you're on the air. Hi. Hello. You need to extinguish your listening device, as Art Bell would say.
All right, let's go to this line here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
They'll realize it in a moment.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, now we're just in a loop. Just going to see how this plays out.
You need to extinguish your listening device. Is our phone with
you? Oh. All right. Oh, they put me on hold. This is an important call. Please do not hang up. If you are not Phil Devitt, please hang up. I don't know what's going on here. All right, that's enough of that. That was fun for about 30 seconds. I have no idea what that was all about. The hold music was what got me. All right, well, I'm going to take a break here. 508-996-0500. That's the number to call in and chime in. You can also send in app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We can talk more about this, just another issue with Republican ballots during the Tuesday primary in New Bedford. We can talk about that. We can also talk about the issue with the women that want to be on the feast committee. And there's a meeting next week where a determination will be made, a vote will be held, and then if it doesn't go the way of the women who are looking for this, they plan to move forward with an official complaint with the Massachusetts Committee Against Discrimination and a possible lawsuit. So let's try and take this call one more time here before we take the break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello? Am I on?
You are, yes.
Listen, one thing I find that I just can't understand is they said that 1 hour, where there was no votes there for that 1 hour. This is a heavily Republic area.
Mm-hmm.
That only two people.
Right, two people in the early afternoon doesn't seem, you know,
doesn't seem right to me. If it's an area that votes heavily Republic, that only two people didn't vote. I find that very hard to believe.
Especially, like, what is early afternoon? I mean, I asked for the times. I didn't even get a rough approximation. I got told early afternoon. If it was between 12 and 1, well, wouldn't people be coming out on their lunch break? Or even 12 and 2, people are coming out on their lunch break. Or, you know, a lot of seniors tend to vote Republican, and a lot of seniors like to go out in the middle, you know, in the early afternoon to do their voting. So I think 2 seems like a low number, just like I think 8 people affected when the polls opened in the other precinct seems like a low number.
So do I. I just don't think they're giving us the right numbers. That's my honest opinion. I think there's something shaky there, and the city and the state should look into it.
Well, I know the state wants the city to look into it, so we'll see where it goes. But the Secretary of State's office says it has asked the city to conduct an investigation and to provide more information.
They're not going to get any information from the city. You know that, and I know that.
Well, I've been having trouble getting it.
BS. All right, that's all I had to say.
Well, thank you for the call. Have a good day.
You too.
And 508-996-0500. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, welcome back in. We do have a caller on the line here. I do have to go to the news in about a minute, but you know what? I'm going to squeeze on the call. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Saffield.
Good morning, Gilly. How are you?
Okay, you know how people are talking about they don't believe that only two people came, you know, went to the polls? Now, if you look at it the other way, on the other hand, they're talking about we don't get a big turnout. So it was possible there only two Republicans showed up. The other ones were all Democrats. You don't know. Well, look at it. You know what I'm saying?
But my guess, though, would also be that, you know, there's a majority of people in Massachusetts are unenrolled. I would guess that there were unenrolled people that would be coming in looking for the Republican ballot, too.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But it is possible because we have a low turnout. If we had like a 24 or something like that, but when you have a 14%, you know, I mean, there could be a possibility that that's all that came in that time.
Yeah, sure, it's entirely possible. I just don't feel that it was. It sounds low to me.
I'm saying that happened, but there's two sides. That's all I'm saying. That's all I want to say. Because a lot of times people don't go. You know, we have a low turnout. It isn't like, you know, it's like a flood of people voting all the time within the hour. It's just a possibility that's all that showed up. I'm not saying they did. Yeah.
No, you're right. It is a possibility. But I know how sad it is to have to say this, Gilly, but, you know, getting almost 15% voter turnout, is that actually pretty good for a primary considering the turnout we've had the last few elections in New Bedford?
Listen, I said when I was over at the Election Commission Tuesday, I said there will be about a 60% that we're going to turn out. That's what I said. You know what I mean? So there's a possibility that it's that way too, but everybody says something's going on. Everybody's got a conspiracy. There could have been that's all that showed up because it's a low turnout. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Thank you for the call. You have a good day.
You too.
And 508-996-0500. We'll take more of your calls, your app chat messages when we return right after the news with Phil.
President Biden readies his State of the Union address. Texas wildfires put the cattle industry in crisis and resurrecting the woolly mammoth.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden will deliver his State of the Union address tonight, where he'll play up the work his administration has done on things such as infrastructure. Michael Kastner reports.
Mr. Speaker! A preview of the speech says the president will outline how he's making the wealthy pay their fair share. He'll also push other policies that could pick up support from both sides of the aisle, like helping veterans and fighting cancer. Guests at the event before both houses of Congress will include family members of hostages being held by the Palestinian militant group Hamas, with more than a dozen invited by members from both parties. I'm Michael Kastner.
Former President Trump is inviting Nikki Haley supporters to join his campaign for the White House. Trump posted on Truth Social at the same time the former South Carolina governor announced she's suspending her campaign.
We find the defendant, Hannah Gutierrez, guilty.
Rust movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Hutchins was killed when the prop gun held by actor Alec Baldwin fired a live round on set in New Mexico. The prosecution didn't hold back.
She was negligent. She was careless. She was thoughtless.
Gutierrez Reed faces a max of 18 months in prison following Wednesday's ruling. Baldwin's trial is set for July. The Texas cattle industry is suffering severe damage from the wildfires in the panhandle. Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says at least 3,600 cows have been killed, and the number is growing. Miller says more than 500 houses and barns have been destroyed. The flames have also torched the grasslands, leaving cattle with nothing to eat. There's a desperate need for hay to feed the cows that have survived. Alabama lawmakers are trying to protect in vitro fertilization patients despite a recent court ruling. Certain IVF functions were shut down in the state last month when the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos should be considered human beings. Republican Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill yesterday protecting providers and patients from legal liability. The state court initially ruled that anyone who destroys frozen embryos could be held liable for wrongful death. Steely Dan touring keyboardist Jim Beard is dead at 63. Beard started touring with the band in 2008. His final show with Steely Dan was in January in Phoenix. An exact cause of death hasn't been released, but a spokesperson for the band said it was due to a sudden illness. And a company that wants to bring back the extinct woolly mammoth says it's made a major breakthrough. Texas-based Colossal Biosciences announced Wednesday it's created a set of stem cells from an Asian elephant, hoping to manipulate them into bringing the giant creature back to life. Mammoths went extinct about 4,000 years ago. While the project is in the early stages, the creature brought back wouldn't be the same as old mammoths, just similar.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
A full day of Boston sports ahead. The Red Sox play the Atlanta Braves this afternoon at spring training. The Bruins continue their four-game homestand tonight, hosting the Toronto Maple Leafs at the Garden at 7. And the Celtics visit the Denver Nuggets tonight at 10.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Rain continues across the area this morning. It will be tapering off to scattered and turning mostly cloudy this afternoon. In the meantime, this morning, mid-40s, the wind out of the south shifting to the west. This afternoon, it will be picking up, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. And then as we head into the overnight hours, we'll be seeing another chance for some rain. And the temperature is in the mid-30s. The wind out of the north up to 30 miles per hour. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I have to say I was really surprised to read your article this morning and find out there was more problems later in the day. I mean, this is crazy that all the problems that went on in the morning, and yet nobody made sure there was an overabundance of ballots just in case more people were selecting the Republican ballot for this particular election. I mean, how do you not make sure all the problems, if a machine jams late in the afternoon, okay, you can't really fix that ahead of time, but not enough ballots, again, just Republican?
If you had a low number of Republican ballots because your thought process was, well, you know, most people are not Republican around here. Well, but most people are unenrolled, and unenrolled people, I would guess, were predominantly choosing the Republican ballot. So if you didn't have the foresight to know that you were going to need more, you just didn't have an understanding of how this election was going to work.
And that would be an acceptable, you know, line of thinking if, and only if, they hadn't already run out in the morning. So because they did, somebody should have immediately, it's just past the other one. You have to pass it coming back, basically. Nobody decided to just pop in and check? Like, what is going on? They don't want us to think, to heck with this, I'm just not going to vote. But I'm going to tell you what, this time it's really pushing me to believe there's way too many issues. And then the state says, hey, could you check on yourselves and get back to us? I'm going to tell you right now, if I had mailed in a ballot instead of walking in and voting, I would have no way. You have no way to verify that. And I'm certainly not comfortable with that process now either. How do you know? How do we know that if all of these problems and issues happened in one voting day at multiple precincts, How are we rest assured that the mail-in ballots were handled 100% appropriately? And their answer to me was infuriating as well. Each and every answer was, well, it was a short period of time. It was just a number of votes. They're acting like it was inconsequential in the overall picture. That's not the point. That is not the point. It was just for a few minutes here and an hour there and a short period of time. What? How are those answers? This is really bad.
Well, listen, I know that when I go and I cast a ballot on election day and I walk in and I feed it into the machine, I can look at that machine and it tells me what number voter I was. And it tells you like what the time is on it and all that kind of stuff. So they're obviously feeding those mailed in ballots into those machines, just like we do one that's filled out the day of. I think it's a thing where you should be able to have a number or some sort of thing that you can either look up or they can mail back a receipt to you that says your ballot was entered in at this time and it was this number.
Right. Like, I just don't feel that there's enough. You know, I said kind of like the same thing to Barry as far as watching your machine, you know, the machine read and tell you your number 231, whatever. But he was like, well, that doesn't say whether it was counted. It says the machine accepted it. But there's really no verification process to whether your vote got counted. You used to be able to sit and, you know, you could watch. They counted the hand ballots physically. You know, okay, things can happen with that too, but there were never as many issues. This is, and I really want to see what the mayor has to say about this, because he's just letting way too many things slide and then simultaneously saying we need more voters. Well, you're not going to get them like this. You're not.
That's a good point. Yeah, he'll be here at 11, so we'll definitely have all of our ears open to see what he says.
I've honestly had enough of what he says. Something needs to be done. This needs to change, because you're going to get less and less voters, and fewer people are going to have confidence. This is exactly why. It hasn't been one or two issues. And in the North End, I know, I went by three or four polling stations, and from the street, there was no signage. One had them right on the building, you know, right directly out in front of the entrance to the building. But there was none from the street. And I heard they said there's a new polling place in a different part of the city that had no signage. And so it's new. People don't even know where it is. That I don't understand, why there would be no sign to let people know about a new polling place.
No,
you
absolutely.
Know, I don't know if there's laws regarding that. You know, you can just not put them up if you want. you can put at some locations and not the others. I don't know, but it's getting suspicious.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the call. You have a good day.
Thanks for following up with that.
No. And I'm sure we'll have something about the mayor's comments up later on, too, if anybody misses it.
Yeah, I didn't know if they contacted you or you, you know, I didn't know how you came about the information about it continuing through the afternoon. But I was
we got a tip from somebody, and then I reached out right as soon as I got the tip at 6:30 in the morning. And, you know, when John Darling got into work, he jumped right on it to get me that information. So they did all they could to get me that info as quickly as they could, but it just took a little while.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't want to bring it up on the air without, you know, having confirmation. As much as I trusted the person that gave me the information, I wanted to have confirmation first before I brought it up. So,
but at least it's still coming out because, you know, there could be problems that we still don't know about yet. But the signage was a problem. You couldn't see anything from the street. I mean, and one, there was no sign to tell you to go through a parking lot of a pharmacy. Like, why is that?
Right, where there's construction and people see that and say, oh, they must have had to move the polling place if there's road work happening, so.
And that's a tricky parking lot to get through as it is, because now you're up, you know, towards the highway, and now you're going to kind of loop around. Mm-hmm. That was a bad situation. If they couldn't postpone the construction, at least there should have been a sign there. So to me, that was just, it's just, like they're bumbling through this.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's looking really not great. And especially the discrepancies, you know, with certain ballots but not the others, and certain locations and signs and not the others.
Just the appearance that it gives it is enough to make people question it. I just got to hold you there because I get some other callers.
Thanks, Tim.
But you have a great day. And very quickly, I will point out, Route 18 is a state road. So, you know, putting the sign, there might have been a request to be able to put signage up or to hold off on the road work. And then it would have been this, you know, the state, the Mass Department of Transportation's decision. So I don't know if there was a request and they couldn't fulfill it. So I just want to point that out. It's not as easy as the city could just make that decision and make that determination. 508-996-0500. Callers, hang on. We will get to all of you, but let's go to this line here. You are next on WBSM.
Hey, aren't you glad you got a 4-year mayor? You got to put up with this for another 4 years. Isn't it wonderful?
I don't know. What if somebody has to fall on the sword here?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. The mayor will come on today. I'll give you his answer. He's going to say, nothing to see here, folks. Time to go home. Just go home. Don't worry about it. We got it all under charge. But I want to ask you, Spooky Tim, how are you doing? How you feeling?
I'm doing all right. I still get tired, you know, later in the day. Usually by like 6:30, 7 o'clock, I'm toast. But other than that, everything's fine.
Do you feel better though? Do you feel like you're, you know, better from the operation and everything?
I mean, I never felt anything, you know, that was too much. It was just slowing me down. Like, it wasn't like I was in a great deal of pain.
Okay.
You know, certainly all the pain is gone now.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a positive thing, and I know it's not the topic, but, you know, I got another question to ask you, too, not on topic, but it's a little lighter, but I think I asked it of Brian Thomas. You've changed your, you know, your introduction to the programs and things like that. The gentleman that used to do it, I thought was very interesting because I saw it one time, I think it was on Brian's show, he mentioned that he was legally blind and mm-hmm. still doing this stuff. So is he all right? Is that why he's not there anymore? Did you guys just decide to make a change?
Yeah, just so we basically, so I'm, you know, without giving away too much behind the scenes information, the guy
Don't be like the man now.
Listen, the bottom line is only 8 people were turned away and 7 of the 8 came back. So everything was fine. No, I'm sorry, but that is probably what you'll hear. So what it is the guy who did it for us was outside of our company. He was that we contracted. Okay. And so there's somebody inside the company that does it. So now we're trying out the inside the guy company and seeing how that works.
Okay. Well, I kind of like the guy's story that he was doing this and yet he was illegally blind and still able to do this. So I kind of had
I love Pete Gustin. I consider him a friend I'm amazed. Not just the fact that he can do what he does, which is him memorizing all the copy that you send to him and then just going into the studio and saying it. It's also, he's a surfer. He works out in a gym. Like, he does many things that are just amazing, and he's a great guy.
That's what I remember, too, hearing the story about him working out in a gym and somebody standing staring at her, and he really wasn't. She's just not, you know, able to see that well, and, You know, so he seemed to be a very interesting gentleman.
Okay? He's very, very funny, too. He creates some really great comedy stuff. So, you know, and we'll see how this works out. Maybe we'll bring Pete back down the line. But, you know, it certainly sounds, you know, a little bit fresher, you know, after we've had the same stuff for a little while. So it's always good to change up.
Well, thank you for the answer. It's not like the answer you're going to get today at 11. Well, nothing to see here, folks. So just go home. Everything's under control. You wonder if this is as bad as it is, what else is bad in City Hall that we don't know about, you know?
That's been brought up, yeah. People have said, well, you know, this is obviously an issue that affects the public. How many issues that the public are unaware of are happening behind the scenes with...
This is why the four-year mayor is bad, because you can't keep the mayor's toes to the fire. He can thumb his nose at you for the next 4 years, whether it's Mayor Mitchell or any other mayor. You know, again, it's not personal against Mitchell. It's just what's happened with that office by it being for 4 years. All right.
Okay.
Okay, Spooky Tim, take care of yourself.
You as well. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
And really quickly, we got an app chat message. DSY says, they did it at UMass Dartmouth also. They had a voting sign at the main entrance, but I walked through the campus center and the marketplace and never saw a sign of where to vote. So, yeah, there really needs to be good signage. I'm going to take another call here before I've got to take a break after that. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Okay, so now this is turning into a conspiracy because it happened in more than one place. So I think the Dems have this all set up because they got to do something. This is the world we live in today, Mr. Weisberg. You know that, right?
Why do they have to do something?
They don't want Trump to get in. Come on, I have to explain it.
But why would that make a difference in the primary election?
So you possibly believe that these things that happened in different areas of the city just happened to happen?
Well, they were in the same ward. So if the ward captain was the person that was responsible for these ballots, and you're talking about the same person being responsible, but also we have years of mistakes, years of errors that have happened in the elections in New Bedford that have proven to be, you know, just stupid mistakes that were made. So I don't think that you need to jump to conspiracy. And also the fact is there is no reason to want to hold back the Republican primary ballot, even if you want Joe Biden to win, because all this was doing was deciding who his opponent was going to be. And I think most people who are Joe Biden voters would rather see him face off against Donald Trump than Nikki Haley anyway.
Well, I don't believe there'll ever be a debate with Biden and Trump. Not unless Biden has the earphone in listening to Obama. Because you know that Biden doesn't have the brain to have any debate with anybody.
I don't know that. Neither do you.
You don't think so?
No.
You think he's got it all together?
Yeah, enough to be able to debate Donald Trump.
He debated
Donald Trump before.
All these things that they're saying about Biden and the videos they show him where he's making so many mistakes and he's tripping and he's falling off. You think he's of the mind to have a debate with Donald Trump?
Listen, you know
and
what
I know you said Donald Trump's been slipping. I haven't seen it yet.
Do you know what I think?
I think?
What? I think Joe Biden believes that he certainly can be in a debate with Donald Trump, and so that's why he's going to debate Donald Trump at least once.
It doesn't matter to me what Biden thinks. Nothing that man says bothers me.
But it does matter in terms of whether or not there's going to be a debate. So I think he will feel like he can go against Donald Trump, whether you agree with that or not. I think he feels that way, and that's why I think we'll get at least one debate, if not two or three.
Well, I still say he's not the one running the show. I know you don't like to hear that either, but... Now, did you see that new thing out that popped up, if you were on Facebook, it popped up yesterday, I think, about Walmart?
No, I don't think so.
People that are complaining about the self-checkout, or there's no clerks at the registers anymore, they're saying now they're going to do it differently, it's going to come soon, or maybe it's already somewhere else already, I don't know. But you don't have to use a self-checkout, or you don't need a clerk or nothing. You just go into the store, take what you want, bag it up, put it in the cart, whatever, and walk out, and you'll be scanned at the door automatically. As long as you have your credit cards with you, and you're all recorded, your credit card numbers and all, take what you want and go.
I mean,
that won't happen with me because I don't use cards.
Yeah, I was going to say, that seems, you know, I don't know, that seems like a risky thing to attempt if you're the business, but it's certainly something where I understand the technology that's involved. Oh. I would just be concerned that people are going to find ways to kind of block their cards? Or so what happens if somebody tries to do it and they left their card in the car? You know, what happens? So I don't know. I have questions about that.
They'll have to leave their shopping cart and go back to the car and get their card.
But that's what I mean. Like, how does it alert people that, you know,
well, because when you get scanned, it's probably going to have some weird sound or something. There's going to be probably a guard around somewhere. You'll be stopped.
Yeah, but then you just run.
They have these young people standing at the Walmart greeters. They used to be elderly people. Now they're youngsters out there now. I see young people at the door, and more than one. There's two of them now.
Well, I think
people to stand there doing nothing.
I think part of that reason is they got away from, well, the older folks got away from being the greeters at Walmart because there was a whole bunch of things about what they were making the greeters do and all kinds of stuff. So I saw all these stories about people who were greeters that, you know, had to step away from that job because they were asking them to do things they couldn't do anymore. But I don't know. I don't remember all the details.
Things that the greeters couldn't do because they were seniors?
Just because there was other parts of the job that wasn't part of their original job of what they were hired for, wasn't part of their original job description.
Well, that's new because I haven't heard that.
I just saw a couple stories about that, so I don't know the details off the top of my head. All right, you have a good day.
You too.
Callers, hang on. We will get to you. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.